Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's Dave and Josh Plyer on this Father's Day Sunday morning with you on 720 WGN. Steve Darnall, also from Nostalgia Digest magazine, hanging out. And today's Father's Day, it's a good time to step back and ponder the evolution of the role of fathers on television from the very beginnings of the small screen, of course, with Jim Anderson, Father Knows Best, Ward Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver, Mike Brady and the Brady Bunch, Howard Cunningham of Happy Days, Cliff Huxtable of The Cosby Show, Ray Barone of Everybody Loves Raymond, Phil Dunphy of ABC's Modern Family. Who is your favorite? 312-981-7200. We got a ton of text coming in. We'll read those in a little bit. I'm going to start with you, Roger. Who's your favorite TV dad?
Well, I don't like dysfunctional families, so that cuts out a whole bunch of TV families.
And it cuts out yours and mine and everybody else in the room.
That's probably why I don't like it. But I'm going to throw one out that you didn't mention that I think you're going to be surprised at.
Okay.
And I think it has more to do with the actor who played it.
Oh, Fred Flintstone, yes. No, go ahead. Fred Sanford.
No, I like Eddie's father.
Oh, the courtship of Eddie's father.
Yes, sir.
Love that.
That was a great show. I love the relationship. Yeah. I loved
Bill Bixby and Brandon Cruz.
That's right.
What was that? What was the housekeeper's name?
And you know, I used to have it memorized, and now you're just going to. Of course, you had to ask.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Josh,
Harry Nielsen sang the theme song, right?
Is that right? Is that who it was?
Harry Nielsen sang the theme song.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Josh, what about you?
I don't know. We were talking about Family Guy. I don't think Peter Griffin would be a very good father. But
he's a role model for modern society.
Josh is a great kid.
What would you say? I mean, go retro on me, because we watch retro stuff at the house. I'm sure you guys would imagine that.
I'd probably say Happy Days, I think.
Howard Cunningham?
Howard Cunningham was...
Who would you say more contemporary?
Contemporary? Ooh.
You watch Modern Family, you watch The Middle.
I'd say... Well, Middle is, like, very patient-wise, but Modern Family, just as far as, like, a goofy kind of dad, kind
That's
of
true.
Fun.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I got an Andy Griffith. I got an Opie's dad. I got Go Josh. You got a fan out there, Josh, Ooh. On that one as well. What about you, Steve?
Oh, I've always been fond of Andy Taylor.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? Single dad.
Yeah, single. Well, lots of single dads on TV,
That's
of
true.
Course.
Yeah.
And, of course, like everybody else, I'm enchanted by Homer Simpson, but less as a father.
Of course.
Nice. You know, and interesting note that Father Knows Best actually started on radio. People don't all know
that. Yeah, no, that is a rare, that is a kind of an unusual little fact. All right, we're going to listen to, we've got 773 says Ward Cleaver. Here's a classic and very sexist statement from Ward Cleaver. Let's take a
just
listen.
Just one?
Dad's funny. What's funny? Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom. But how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences. Mm-hmm. But us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. And those asbestos gloves, wouldn't you
mind? That's fantastic.
He's a regular Robert Bly, isn't he?
That is awesome. Joey, what about you? You got a favorite TV dad?
I guess if I go modern, I'm a big Phil Dunphy fan, which I know we may talk about later. Yeah, but Modern Family, just the way they've cast him is just so unlike any other dad on TV that it's a little more relatable because it's something new.
I got 847 says the dad from the Goldbergs, 815, the dad from Malcolm in the Middle, hardworking but still fun. Here's a bunch of other ones. Danny Williams from Make Room for Danny, Dan Connor of Roseanne, Stephen Keaton, Family Ties. And here's a Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch. Let's take a listen.
Listen, I predict Marcia's going to pass her driver's test with flying colors.
Right, and I predict that Jan's going to do just great in today's debate.
And I predict that you two are great predictors.
Hi,
hi,
Alice.
Hi.
Now, remember what I said about psyching yourself up, Jan?
Yeah, but I'm still nervous.
Oh, relax, Jan. Women can't be great at everything, but they make wonderful debaters.
Wow. Some more sexist stuff on this Sunday morning. That's lovely.
Oh, I'll take any advice.
All right, so that's a little Mike Brady. Let's see here. I've got a Tim Taylor from Home Improvement. Herman Munster. He was a good dad, wasn't he? Exactly. What else you got there, Roger? You got something else on your mind? You're talking to David?
He's apologizing for being a little late. And I said, come on. Well, yeah.
Martin Lane from Patty Duke just passed away also.
That's right.
Well,
yeah. Sure. We just lost him.
I never gave much thought to the dads on TV. I'd have to say ones that kind of still stand out in my head might be Fred McMurray from My Three Sons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But again, I'm going more with the actor. And some of the ones that stand out are these actors that really got to me. And I think the roles were written for their personality.
I think that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally
as opposed
true.
To trying to fit them into something the writer wanted.
312 says, Miyoshi Umeki was the housekeeper.
That's it.
Eddie's father.
She was in I think she might have been in Tea House of the August Moon and several other movies.
Yeah.
Josh would say Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano was a fabulous father.
He really was. He really and
he did love his kids. He did.
And I'm in terms of modern shows, personally, my tastes run to the characters that are more sort of peripheral fathers, like Ben Wyatt on Parks and Recreation.
Oh yeah, okay. You know, okay, all right, that's
probably
fair.
A great dad, but
then you have, you know, I got another one here from 630, you got the Waltons, John Walton, Charles Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. So some of those are some
I don't know
the
about
that
the Waltons
goes back even before me.
You know why? Because it takes like an hour for everyone to go to sleep.
That's true.
You know, and night, if I was a dad, I'd just yell, everyone just shut up and go to sleep.
My
know?
Favorite, like Josh mentioned, is Howard Cunningham of Happy Days. And this is when, and believe me, I have a connection to this because I think when I was in high school, I came home after a few beers and my father really actually took care of me without my mother knowing. And this is one of those situations where Howard was talking to Richie after coming home from a bachelor party. Let's take a listen.
You're pretty sick, huh, son?
Well, it must have been something I ate. Probably the salami. You never know what they make salami out of, you know, Dad?
Yeah, that's true. Couldn't be that you had too much to drink now, could it?
Oh, that's silly. All we had was some beer and teeny-weeny glasses.
How many teeny-weeny glasses did you have?
72.
Classic. Absolutely classic. And then, of course, a couple of you mentioned Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Let's take a listen to Phil.
I'm the cool dad. That's my thing. I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud. OMG. Oh, my God. WTF. Why the face? You know, I know all the dances to High School Musical, so...
We're all in this together. Yes, we are. We're all stars. Looking something, you know it.
I love that show, man. I got to tell you, Modern Family, it's one of the best shows on television still to this day. Ozzie Nelson, Rob Petrie. I got a Rob Petrie from the Dick Van Dyke show. I think that's a good one.
How about
one
Ben
well.
Cartwright?
Yeah, from Bonanza, right? Yeah. How about you, Ann? You got a favorite? You're on 720 WGN.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to you all. I like The Life of Riley, William Bendix's show. I listen to the old radio shows, and I'd never liked him before, but I got used to him, and I kind of like him.
That's
Life of Riley.
And who was
William
it?
Bendix.
William Bendix.
William Bendix.
Yeah.
Great actor. And
I think at some point, didn't Jackie Gleason play Life
the first
of...
season on television.
Okay,
yeah.
On television.
And I guess Bendix was contractually unavailable. But no, William Bendix, great actor, and The Life of Riley's brilliant stuff.
I always liked Ozzie and Harriet from someone from Florida. Tom Bradford from Eight is Enough. That's 815 just coming in. Archie Bunker, All in the Ooh. Family, I would say, though.
Mr. Jetson.
I've got a list of a few. Mr. Jetson. Flintstones. Now, the worst dad list, Al Bundy, George Bluth from Arrested Development, Dexter from Dexter, Randy Marsh from South Park.
Anybody know this character, Randy
Who,
Marsh?
Say it again?
Randy Marsh from South
oh,
Park.
Oh, South Park. I never watched the
Sopranos. Don Draper from Mad Men, Terrible Dad. Now, see, you said Homer Simpson. He made the bad list here. Peter,
oh, don't doubt it. He's a terrible father. But
all right, we're going to – those are your best
He's
TV
just a funny
dads.
One.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, David.
All right, we're going to talk about first dads, parenting, and politics from George Washington to Barack Obama next on 720 WGN.